Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divinely bright. A slogan let it shed.
I send folk of Mark Wayne's band. The song is called Nexus. It's the first of the double album. That dates me, doesn't it? Of his Innocent Age album. It's a double album. It's awesome. You don't want to do without that one if you like Fogelberg. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest. Sarah is the daughter and the founder of Bottom Line, Inc., Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Bottom Line Personal is their twice-monthly outstanding publication, print and online. They've got yearbooks out there, you know what, and she is the author of an amazing blog that we're going to talk about right now. Sarah, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. A rucksack, if you're a hiker, if you're in the military, you know what a rucksack is. And your column, your blog this week talks about what rucksack will you carry today? What do you mean by that?
Well, you get up every day and you look at your day. When you open your eyes, do you go, I'm ready? Or do you go, oh, God, it's Monday? And right then and there, you decided how you're going to frame your day and what rucksack you're going
to
put on.
Yeah, on the wrong, right. We used to say you get up on the wrong side of the bed or not.
Right. But it's, we get up every day and we strap on a rucksack, a backpack, right? So what do you want to carry with you each day? And I talk to so many people. We were just talking now about people's time deprivation, right, and their unhappiness relative to their lack of time. Well, we frame our days with what we carry around with us, right? So do we view our days as a beast of burden? And I will raise my hand. This started because I was being critical of myself as being a beast of burden. That rather than being joyful as the president of the company, that getting to the privilege of setting goals and inspiring people and help people be
leader,
the best.
Being a leader.
Being a leader, which is hard. We know it's hard.
Yeah.
But there are days I get up and go,
it is a privilege.
It's a privilege and it's a responsibility. And there are days I would get up and go, oh my gosh, this is exhausting. Can I, you know, remember the Jetsons, Jane, get me off of this thing, right?
Right.
Every so often, you just want to take a break. And I have this legacy of my grandmother was a beast of burden. My father would carry these two giant bags of work every day. And I realized, okay, this isn't healthy to carry that with me. So that I realized, like, what do we strap onto our backs? And what do you want to carry with yourself as an attitude every day? And we wear ourselves down by choosing that beast of burden or choosing anger or choosing victim. Victim is a big rucksack that people put on. I have no control over my life, and we see it.
And you also need to determine what is your capacity. Some people have a capacity to load you. I mean, I'm one of those people. You can load me up, and I'll pull it. But some people can't, and you need to know your capacity. And this year has piqued me pretty. I felt like I was overtopped a couple of times this year. But some people can handle it. Some people can't. You need to be honest with yourself about what kind of a load you can pull. What do you think?
I'm going to argue with you on that one. I think that people have far more capacity than they give themselves credit for. And I will say this forever. I think that we are quick to cut ourselves short, and we don't realize how much capacity we have.
The reason I don't have that problem is because people. Right. I have help with people loading me up.
Right. Well, but I think also you're good at self-care. So you have to. You can't simply fill. You have to also understand that you have to take care of yourself. So you fill your energy with love, with a great relationship with your wife, with a great family relationship, with your home. You fill yourself with other things that then give you the fuel to be able to fill, you know, to take on a lot of the responsibility.
But doesn't this connect to what we talked about last time about time traps? I mean, if you're going to carry these burdens, you need to make sure that your burden carrying is as efficient as possible, which means don't have your burdens tripped up by things that you didn't have to do. Delegate.
Right. Well, that's part of self-care, is being able to say no and being able to understand what's going to fuel you, which doesn't mean be totally selfish and don't be generous. It doesn't mean it at all. It's just understanding to devote your time in the places that it's important to you. But again, this, I mean, one of the biggest, it's just a pet peeve of mine. I hate myself when I'm a beast of burden. I'm so sad for people that are victims. Mm-hmm. So funny, I'll tell you, I posted someone, Jacob Teitelbaum, a good Dr. Jacob, a good friend of Bottom Line, posted this cartoon. This guy's got this enormous sack on his back that says the past. And someone says, wouldn't it be easier if you left that behind, right? So, because we all carry the burden of the past around. And a friend of mine posted on my Facebook page, she goes, it's easier said than done, which is exactly the point. You are such a victim in this. Let go of what's dragging us down every day. You have a choice in what, you know, what attitude you want to bring to your interaction.
Don't
do you want to look at opportunity
back.
Or do you want to look at, don't look back, don't look victim. We have so much more strength than we realize. I work
once
out with
you
a trainer
make,
sometimes.
Once you get to a point of demarcation, move on. Leave that behind. Don't look back. That's a huge. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying you got to do that. Right. Last thought.
Well, and yes, I can. Right. Yes, I can. Versus I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll try that. Versus I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's subtle differences in the language. I've been working out with a trainer since I've been home. A friend of mine to help her make money while all the gyms were shut down. And every time I work out with her, and she'll say, okay, pick up the 20-pound weight, not the 10-pound weight. And I go, I don't think I can. And then the 20, I can do it.
Yeah.
So we don't realize how much strength we have.
Yep, I agree 100%. Quick break, right back with our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Sarah, I need your website quickly, please.
BottomLineInc.com, and the blog is Common Threads.
There you go. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.